Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, each and every one of you. I'm Pastor Charles Ellis here at Harvest New Life Church here in the city of Dallas, Texas. And I thank you for calling in to be with us on the broadcast this morning. It's a new radio station. We just want to get the information to you that we're constantly moving forward with the plan that God has for us at Harvest New Life. But first, I want to start off and just open up with prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we thank you for the opportunity as we rise this morning, Lord, to be able to come on the radio station, not only just to come on the station, but to be able to deliver your word to your people, those who may have an ear to hear what the Spirit has to say to the body, which is the church. Lord, we declare the word of God that has come from the kingdom. We believe according to the will and the purpose and the power of the Holy Ghost, that even as we begin to open our mouths and begin to speak, Lord, we declare that the word of God will speak through us, Lord, that we will receive that engrafted calling that comes from your kingdom. Father God, even as we begin to pray, Lord, we pray for all the sick and afflicted and those that are shut in. Lord, we ask you to go in the corridors of all the hospitals, Lord. Go in the homes, Lord. Let your spirit move and let it convict. Father God, we declare to let it shut down every negative thing that's not like God. Lord, we declare in your word this morning, Lord. We declare it with a force, Lord, that we go over into the enemy's territory, Lord, and tear down that which he's trying to take from us and what the promise of Abraham has given to us. And Father God, even as I begin to pray, Lord, I'm asking you to look over my mother, Lord, who's been laying in the hospital for some time now, Lord, and even in her old age, Lord, she's still hanging on to the healing of her body. And Father God, your word is declared that whoever call upon your name in a time of need, you're not only just a just God, but you're a merciful God, that you will deliver them from whatever it may be that's in them, Lord, that's causing them to feel and the discomfort that they have. And Lord, let the power of the Spirit move, Lord. Let everything in our body line up according to the blood. Lord, we declare, we decree it. Not only life of my mother, but every other mother, every other wife, every other husband, every one of the children in the name of Jesus. Lord, we put a host of covenant of angels around each and every one of them, Lord. That even as they begin to receive the word this morning, Lord, let it be a word that will penetrate. Let it be a word of illumination, a word of power, a word of grace, and a word of mercy, Lord. To know that with your son on the cross, no man can accomplish that, Lord. We believe according to the will and the purpose and the power of the Holy Spirit that you're moving this hour, in this time, in this minute for the believer, Lord. Not only believer, but the disbeliever, Lord, that they may come to realize and understand that you're God and beside you there's no other. Father God, we thank you. We bless you in your precious and powerful and mighty, holy, and omnipotent, and omnipresent name. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray, Lord, amen. Well, we've been talking on the broadcast here, and our first opening of the broadcast, we've been talking about that big word, which is the month of February, which is L-O-V-E. We know that we talked about on last week, we talked about the process of how John 3:16 declares the word that God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten, that each and every one of us who were dead in our sins and transgressions, that we may have the right to the tree of life. So even as we begin to speak the word and the Holy Ghost begin to speak the word through us, Lord, we just continue to declare, decree, and speak according to the power and the purpose of the Holy Ghost, that the word of John 3:16 is more than what you can see. The word of God declares over in the book of 1 Corinthians 2:9, he said, the eyes haven't seen anything, your ears ain't seen or heard nothing. He said, for those who disbelieve, it ain't even entered into your heart. The things that God has in store for the believer. We understand and realize that now we are called to be witnesses of the harvest. And as we spread this word of love, let us receive and go forth in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth as we continue to declare the declaration and the power of illumination of what God is doing in this season. Well, we spoke on last week about God's love is atoning love. And we spoke out of John 3:16. It says that God so loved the world. When I underline that word world, that means everybody's got the right. Doesn't matter what it falls short in, according to what it says in Romans 3:23. Everybody falls short, but now God has given you the ability to share love in your heart that you may learn to share it abroad as being a witness to the people. And they may come to understand that despite of what their life is right now, God got the power to bring them out if they have an ear to hear. The Bible says, he who has an ear, let him hear. It's an individual walk, what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. He said he gave his only begotten Son to whosoever believeth. Whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. That's a powerful statement there. He didn't come to condemn. He didn't come to troubleshoot anybody. Even when Ephesians says in Ephesians 2, even when you were dead in your transgressions of sins, that even when each and every one of us walked the course of the world, God sent his only begotten Son, even in the event before we were even born, and gave us the ability through the Spirit to be genetically engineered to perform the very love that we may have. They're able to bring those who are in the world out of the world. They may understand and realize that it's through God that everything and all things are possible. And we went on to speak over in the book of Romans. I'm just going through a paraphrase here before we get to the really connectivity of what we want to go, before the rubber really touches the road here this morning. And it says over in Romans 5:1-5, it says, God loved us. God loved for us as what motivated him to send his, to send Christ into the world to save us. Now, the love for us motivated him to give up his own Son. Now, you tell me if anybody, any one of you out there in the listening and the internet land would want to give up your own children or your own child who you saw come from the womb of your wife, and you just want to lay them on the altar like Abraham did with Isaac, or you just want to, what Jesus did with his Son, to lay them out and just give them up for another person or somebody they may have the right to the tree of life. And that's what it really is when you understand what Romans 5:1-5 is saying. He's saying that he gave his Son up. Even in the midst, he motivated him to send his Son into the world to save us. Christ paid for our sins, which has separated us from him. This sanctification, this sanctified us, not only being having peace with God, it also brought us into the personal, loving relationship with him. And that's got to be some kind of relationship there when somebody take their only and just lay them out on the line without even a thought about it. And then the Son come with the same mindset. That, no, I didn't come here to condemn. I come here to save, but I really come to lay my life down. This is, we're talking about love. We talk about somebody's willing to give up something for somebody, that they may have the right to move forward with the opportunity, that even when it don't seem like it's moving for them in their life, that God has already given them the opportunity to realize and understand that it's through God that all things are possible. I want to preach, I want to teach you this morning. God's atoned love through Christ is the secure of all of our spiritual blessings. You can't move forward with love. You got faith. You can't have love without faith. You can't have love without, you can't have hope without love. The tribulations even you go through, you got to have love to know that God could come in and take those relations, them tribulations, and those expectations that's coming against you away from you. As I clear my voice, excuse me. And we got to realize and understand that we're living in a time now that we got to have the L-O-V. Because the word of God says that love covers a multitude of sin. We went on to speak about over in the book of 1 Peter 2:9, how God loves us with call love, with calling love, excuse me. Our people are chosen people, a royal priesthood. He called you a priest. That even when people look at you in the condition you're in, let me tell you something here. I'm going to break this real clear. That even when you don't seem like you can pay your bills, even when you don't seem like your relationships are going right, even when you seem like you're not even worthy, God picked you up out of a load of our situation and dressed you off. And he set you up and told you, I still love you despite of what the world may think about you. You may have the best of everything. You may have some of the worst of situations in your life, but understand something. God here is calling you a priest to whether you have a car, whether you have a home, whether you have a good husband, whether you don't have a good husband, whether you're going through a divorce, whether your child may have got in trouble or whatever, whatever it may be that's going on in your house. I heard a man of God to say over in Victory Outreach Church over there in East Dallas, off of Grand. I remember he came out in the state, and I never forget the word. He said, thank God that you are tore up on the floor up and you need a checkup from the neck up. But God still loves you right in the midst of whatever it seemed like you were going through. That First Peter said, you were chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. He's calling you a nation. That means he's calling you an ambassador. People belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into a wonderful light. Doesn't matter where you are in your life, God loves shed his abroad. We're talking about God's calling love. This is what he called you. He called you a royal priest. He called you a holy nation. He said he declared that you belong to him through your praises. And this is what we are in the word of God right now, that we want you dead in your transgressions, because even when the world seems to treat you unfaithfully, even when pens talked about you, put you down, scoffed you, and said all kinds of manner of things about you, he picked you up and he gave you a Calgon bath. He put some body wash on you. He colognes you up with the word of the Holy Ghost. And he sets you up and he sets your feet on solid ground. He said, don't fret, don't faint in the midst of what seemed to be adversity. Because me being God, I'm control of everything. And the word of God said, if I be God, I'm more than the world against you. And you got to understand and realize he's on your side in spite of whatever you're going through. And it talks about the word that we spoke on last week, that another way that God shows his love for us is the calling out of darkness of our sins and into the light of fellowship with him. Every one of us had something. Every one of us was out there doing things that we might ought not to do. But still, God looked upon us as being, in other words, he looked at us as being worthy of the calling which he put in us. Let me say something, ladies and gentlemen. Whenever a God creator put a gift in you, no matter how much you may waddle in the mud, you can read Galatians 5, you look about all the things, the lasciviousness, the lust, and all the things you may have went through your life, and you thought that you wasn't worthy, tossed to and forth, as Paul said, but God yet had a plan for your life. He had a Jeremiah 29:11 ready for you. It doesn't matter what people say about you. It don't matter how good I speak to you on the phone right now, on this line right now. The fact is that you have a relationship with Christ. I didn't come on in to gain accolades. I came in to stand up as a perpetuation for the power of God, that whatever is in your life may be delivered, that you may come out of whatever you may be in, and whatever your mindset, according to what it says in Romans 12:2, that you got to be renewed. I come to be a fertilization to you this morning. You understand there's some love up in you. Your lights may be out in your house. You may not have food in your refrigerator. Is anybody here? I don't want to preach. I want to teach. But I'm trying to get you to understand one thing, that when it seems like everybody is running back and forth, you don't know which way to go. It seems like you're about to lose your mind. God still said, I'll set you up on a high place. And I lead you to believe that no man can come against you. If I be for you, I'm more than the world against you. The word of God goes and speaks over in John 10:20, and even more because God had called us to himself, he promised to perfect that relationship. Now, he's talking about some stuff here. In Hebrews 3:5-1, it talks about, and never leave or forsake us. These verses that you read in Hebrews 13:5 and Thessalonians 5:20 talks about the shed abroad love, the calling of God love that he bestowed upon us. And this is when we got into the nitty gritty on last week. And this is when the rubber gets by the touch the road, when we get into talk about God's redeeming love. Think about yourself as being somebody that's out there on the street and you got no food. You got nothing going for you. Your mind is shot. It seems like this is all life has to give for you. But God said that even when you were seeing like the things wasn't going right, but I came right on time, I'm a right on time God. Just when your mind began to start thinking doubt in what God has already created you to be, God has already made a way for you, as he said in Jeremiah 29:11. Not only that, when you were born, according to what it says in Jeremiah 1, before you were formed, I knew you. And when he put the gift in you, he came back and told you, despite of your ways in Ephesians 2, that even when you were out there and you didn't understand which way you were going, I still lay dormant, been a patient God, to know that the gift that I put in you will not go dead, that I'm waiting on you to come back. I love the backslider. That even when people put you down, said you wasn't worthy of the walk, and what's the gift I've given you, God said, no, according to Jeremiah 20:11, I got another plan. That my word, according to Psalms 89:34, said, my covenant, I will not alter, excuse me. He will not break his covenant with you. God has declared a word that's on your life, that it overshadows you with the L-O-V-E. to know through you that everything and all things are possible. So I got a whine in my voice. I better slow out here. But it goes on to say that God's love is what the redeemed love. It says over in the book of Romans 8:3-4, that God has done what the law weakened by the flesh could not do by sending his son in the likeness of sinful flesh. And for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh in order that we, a righteous requirement of the law, might be fulfilled in us who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Now, this is Galatians. This is Galatians as fresh as you can get it. He said, walk in the Spirit that you might fulfill the desires and the lust of the flesh. Well, Pastor, I have a problem with that. Whenever you begin to grow a plant, and you begin to understand that you got to have the right ingredients in the soil, which is the Word of God, that you go deep first, even when Romans 1:5 tell you through tribulation, you're pushing through the efforts of building a strong foundation. That even in the midst you're going through, God still shedding his love abroad upon you. That even when it seems like you're not worthy, God is telling you, go forth, my son. Go forth, my daughter. Move with accuracy. Like he said with Peter, get up, gird yourself, and get out. Because now God has opened a way for you. It seems like the troubles in your life is like the iron gate that Peter approached and focused on over in the book of Acts when God came into the prison and smote him and told him to get up, put on your sandals, and gird yourself, and move quickly. When you move with God and you begin to understand that God's love is with you, that it doesn't matter how bad things may seem around you, God has got something that's working with you more than you can even imagine or even think of. And this is what brings us back to 1 Corinthians 2:9, that the eye haven't seen and the ear haven't heard, that the things that God has in store for the ones who love him. And you got to realize that even when God has called you to a lively hope and expectation to a Jeremiah 29:11, that you got to realize that even when things seem dull in the physical point of view, that the Word of God is saying your eyes ain't seen nothing. Matter of fact, you said you should not walk by faith anyway, but you should not walk by sight, but walk by faith in Hebrews 11. That you got to realize that even in your time of going through, God's love is there with you. This is some strong information, ladies and gentlemen. This is strong information. That you got to know that you're more worthy to do the work that God has called you to do. Because he shed his blood, he shed his love, he gave you the magic dust, the power of the Holy Ghost. He sprinkled it upon you. When you were out there stumbling, he sprinkled the love dust on you. When you were out there going through drug rehabilitation, he sprinkled the love dust on you. When you were going through your divorce or going through your problems with your life, he sprinkled the love dust on you, saying, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you. But this is when you got to come to a point that you got to gather yourself around people with the same attitude. The Word of God says you're guilty by association. The world says guilty by association. But the Word of God says evil communication corrupts good judgment. In the book of Psalms, but you got to understand, you got to get around people that will perfect the Word of God in your life to show that you is more than what you can see. Galatians 3:13 says, because our sin nature, we have no power to fulfill God's law. But God's love is shown through Christ, who redeemed, that word again, that is again, who redeemed or paid the price we owe for our rebellion. Ain't that something? Goes back over to Ephesians again. And I want to read the book of Ephesians. I want to read that Ephesians, because I just keep on harking on me. Let's go to Ephesians 2 for a minute. Let's look at Ephesians 2 for those of you who get there. Let's go to Ephesians 2. Ephesians 2 says it like this. And you had quickened, and who were dead in your trespasses and sins. Notice what he's saying. Where in times past you walk according to the course of the world, according to the prince and the power of the air. We know who that is. And the spirit that now worketh in the children of what? Disobedience. Among also we heard our conversation in times past, in the lust of our flesh, we all was there, fulfilling the desires of our flesh, we all was there, that of the mind, we were natures We are by nature children of wrath, even as others. Whenever you get into people who are guilty by association, you want to get into the association, if they do the world thing, don't you know you in the world thing? The Bible says, come from among them, be ye separated from them. But God shows another powerful verse over in Ephesians 2 and 4. But God, who are riches in mercy, now let me say, the riches in mercy mean that he had enough riches and mercy that no matter how bad you were and what you've done and how bad of a crime or situation you may have committed, God said, I still love you. Now, we understand that the law of the land is sold forth a penalty. But in the midst of that penalty, God said, I still love you. Despite of what the world says, it's kind of like the unjust judge who didn't have regard for the Lord or man. But this woman, through her persistence of coming to him, he said, I will avenge her. I would avenge this woman of God because of her persistence. And we understand that even in this, when we persistently go after God, and sometimes we stumble in the midst of getting back to what God wants us to be, we fall. But God yet still loves us to the point that he realizes and understands that whatever we're going through, he's already gave us the ability through the power to understand that he'll bring you out of whatever it is that you're dealing with. That we know and understand that through God that everything and all things are possible. He declares a word, and he speaks that word. And he says over in the book of Jeremiah, I believe it's 32 and 17, remind, serve me right, which I think I am. He says that is there anything too hard for him to do? He declares this. Is there anything too hard for me to do? He speaks about the condition of the body over in Jeremiah 32 and 27. He talks about the, I created all flesh. The love of God is spread so abroad that even when you're going through some transitional things in your life, transitions mean when you're going through and you've been made again, it seems like the thing's not going right for you. You got to understand that he shed his love abroad. In the process of shedding his love abroad, he made you alive. Even in the midst where it didn't even seem like you were worthy to be able to go through, God has called you into a lively hope. With the expectation to understand and realizing that he's God and beside him there is no other. The Bible says, fret not because of the evildoer. They're going to soon have their time. But we realize and understand that in this season that God has us in, even in the month of February, we are as a people to understand that we're in the love month. And we as Christians and men of God who call ourselves walking after the cross need to display that with accuracy in how we behave ourselves in the midst of others around us, that we be the very example to what love ought to be when he speaks about these scriptures and these verses and how we ought to be as being men of God and women of God, that walk worthy of the call in which we are being called, that even when we seem like things are not going right in our life, we ought to still put a smile on our face and know that God is for us. And if he be for us, he's more than the world against us. The word of God goes on and speaks these powerful words. And he goes on and speaks this word. And he goes the process and he speaks about in the area of having the justifying love. The justifying love is the process of when he speaks in Romans 3, 23 and 25. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God and are justified by his grace as the gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Remember what it said. The redemption is in Christ Jesus, not in yourself, not in man. Although God speaks over in the book of Amos, he said, I don't first bring a word into the land and shall be built through my prophets. Now, God put us here for a reason. Our job is not to get accolades from the people. We're just to be the shepherd to lead them in the right direction. Don't get it twisted. You ain't nobody special. You dissipate and you fade just like everybody else. But while you're here, do the work that God has called you to do. And understand that the word of God speaks about it in the book of 1 Peter, that shepherd the flock which is among you. Now, you got to serve as an overseer, not for filth or lucre, not that you may have any kind of eagerness or some kind of lord. All you're here to do is spread the harvest. Too many of us are taking the word to the point that they're making it feel like we are the man. Now, you're not the man. You're God's man, but you're not the man. But he speaks about this in Romans. Talks about all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God and are justified by the grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation, look what it says, by the blood to receive by faith. Now, this is strong. God's love is shown by justifying us or declaring us as innocent. He's our lawyer. The devil is the prosecuting attorney. We know that. He's the one that wants to look at our transgressions and passes that we spoke about in Ephesians. But remember, Jesus stepped in as a perpetuation by the devil. He's the persecuting attorney. Jesus said, no, I'm the advocate. No, he didn't do what I done. I died on the cross that he may have the right. So whenever you come up with an accusation, I shut it down every time to him that believes. And the word of God said to him that believes, everything and all things are possible. We have to realize, ladies and gentlemen, that God in our life shared the love for us, that even when we were seen like that we wasn't worthy, that he made us to the point that we had called on him, Abba, in the midst of calling on him, to know that we can have the right to the tree of life, to know that he paid a price for us, that he died on the cross, that even we didn't even seem worthy of the call in which we were called. And we thank God for everything that he's doing for us in our life and in the midst of what we're going through. We thank God. We know that God, through God, everything and all things are possible to the believer. Now, we as believers all know these things. We walk with Christ. We walk by faith and not by sight. And we understand and realize and we know that God is before us. He's more than the world against us. Well, he goes on and he speaks about this process. And he said, God's justifying love all allows us to stand accepted before him. It's the love that we got to have to make us accepted before him. That even when we come before him and don't seem like we got it all together, God said, no, I'm a redeeming God. I got the ability to call you out of wherever it is that you're in. To know that to me that all things are possible to him that's been a believer. And we want to thank God for even in the midst of where we are right now, that God has called us out of a dark place and made us a holy nation, a people that walks according to the will and the purpose and the power in the illumination of the Holy Spirit. And we got to understand and realize that until God tells us anything opposite of that, we are know and realize that through him, everything and all things are possible. Now, most of you in this radio broadcast, internet broadcast, you might be experiencing some difficulty as we go forth, but there are some things that we're going to be working out, and you might get some things off and on here and back and forth, but we want to understand and realize that we're walking and we're doing just what God has called us to do, that even when the enemy tries to come in and spread dissension or spread just division among the brethren, that we know that through him that everything and all things are possible to him that believe. Amen. So we're going to continue to move forward, and we're going to walk right up over hell, and we're just going to keep on triumphing in the word of God. It talks about that God love is with the adopting love. It's an adopting love, meaning that in these weeks in Romans 8:15, he says, for you did not receive the love, you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into the fears, but you have received the spirit of adoption of the son by whom you cry, Abba. That's a powerful word there. The value. He said you were once enslaved by the life in which you once lived. But by the love of redemptive love of Christ, now you have the ability to gather a closer relationship with him through the redemption, through the adoption love. He adopted you. The world called you a bastard. And they said you was a bastard child, that nobody owned you and nobody wanted you. And it seemed like you was floating from church to church. And you didn't know up, look down, or right, look wrong. You know, the word of God speaks of this. And he talks about when you shall be like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water that bring forth its fruit in its season. And your leaves all shall not wither. And I say this all the time. Trees that don't bear no root can't bear no fruit. People that's jumping up and down out of this church and out of that church, how you going to hear something from God? And you can't even stand still to hear what the Holy Ghost is telling you in the season in which you're in. Sometimes you got to learn how to have patience, and you got to learn how to stand still. In the midst of standing still, you got to know that God is always there with you, despite of what it may seem like in the eyes of any other individual. You got to know that this is a personal walk with Christ. He's called you into this hope. He's called you into this area of expectation through him, and to know that through him that everything and all things are possible to the believer. And we know that through God all things are possible. Amen. as we continue to go forth and understand the Word of God and what He's doing in this season. And last but not least, we want to run over to the book of Colossians. We want to see what the book of Colossians speaks about here. It says, God showed His love for us by not only forgiving us for our sins, but by going even further, by bringing us into His family. And has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints. This is Colossians 1 and 12. This inheritance includes salvation, strength, hope, peace, comfort, providence, and fellowship. And so much more. These are all the ingredients, all the benefits you get from being in the kingdom of God. And I just want to get you to understand and realize that we continue to talk about the love of Christ in this month of February as we continue this series. I want you to be encouraged. I want you to understand that, you know, God loves you. He cares for you. And He believes that, I believe that, that everything and all things are possible. And once again, we want to just sign off here and want to thank you guys for giving a tentative ear this morning to what the Word of God is speaking in this season. And the Word of God declares that everything and all things are possible to the believer. And we want you to realize and understand one thing. God is always going to be for you. He's not just going to just throw you away. He's always there for you. The Bible says if He be for you, who's against you? So we need to understand and realize that what we stand right now in Christ, Jesus, is more than what we actually can see. As I said before, we go through some process of dealing with the Internet. And we want you to just bear with us for those of you who may not have the opportunity to come up on our switchboard and be able to make comments, but we're working on that even as I speak, and we are moving forward with the Word of God. And when God talks about the very fellowships and the very confidence of hope, of expectation, to know that whatever it is in your life, that you have been given the ability to the power of God to know that through Him that everything and all things are possible to the believer. So we thank you for being a part of this Hope Conference and encouraging word this morning. We pray that there was some illumination to your ears. We pray that you go out and spread the big word LOV in this month and let your hearts be lifted up and to continue to move forward with the very proud and powerness that God has placed up in your life. And once again, for those who want to make contact with me and Pastor Charles Ellis at Harvest New Life Church, and that's www.harvestnewlifechurch.com. Here in the city of Dallas, Texas. And we want you to understand that if you have some time on your hand and you're not doing anything, come by and visit us or one of our broadcast stations or one of our three services as you go to the website and visit. The number to call if you want to get a hold of me, it's a private line for those of prayer. It's 214-870-2146. Once again, that's 214-870-2146. Father God, we thank you for your opportunity to giving us the ability to be able to bring forth the word and rightly divide in the name of Jesus Christ. To understand and realize and know that you, Father God, all things and everything is possible. It doesn't matter where we are right now in the life. We just want to have the faith to believe and know that we can continue to move forward what you have in us to do. And Father God, we thank you for this time that you share with us this morning. We thank you, Father God, for everyone out there who had a tentative ear to hear, and even the ones who didn't make it into here. We bless them. We anoint them. We ask you, Heavenly Father, put your loving arms around them and guide them and move them forward. We realize and understand that in this season, Father God, with so much going on around us, we thank you, Father God. We thank you for your blessings, for your anointing, for your grace, for your mercy, and all that you have bestowed upon us as being children and men of God. And Father God, with that, we ask you, Heavenly Father, look over us, even as we separate ourselves from this broadcast, but never separated from you. And we thank you, Father God, as we move forward. All the wisdom and knowledge and understanding that you bestowed upon us has been men and women of God in this season. These things we ask not of ourselves, but to you, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray, Lord, amen. God bless you, and God keep you. Thank you.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.